poultry farmer prevails against the EPA. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Poultry and livestock farmers declared victory when a federal court ruled in favor of a West Virginia poultry farmer in her case against the EPA. Jonna Miller has more.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of West Virginia poultry farmer Lois Ault in her lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency. Poultry and livestock farmers throughout the country saw it as a big victory.
We are extremely thankful and very much relieved, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Ault filed suit against EPA in June of 2012 after the agency threatened her with $37,500 in fines each time stormwater came into contact with dust, feathers, or small amounts of manure on the ground outside of her poultry houses. EPA also threatened separate fines of $37,500 per day if Ault failed to apply for a Clean Water Act permit for such stormwater discharges.
When I asked them to give me anything that I could do to change, they couldn't tell me anything. All they could say was repeatedly get the permit, no matter which direction I went in. We knew it was not right. We weren't doing anything wrong. I said we had already maintained very high standards on our farm. Our farm's clean. We're proud of our farm. And I said, you've got to stand up for what you believe in.
The Ault said it was a big boost of confidence when the American Farm Bureau and the West Virginia Farm Bureau decided to intervene alongside them as co-plaintiffs. AFBF attorney Danielle Quist explains why.
So she stood up for herself, but she also stood up for others, and we're really very proud of her for doing that. The court rejected EPA's arguments that it is a regulated discharge and that she needs a permit. And this is a terrific win for farmers and ranchers in West Virginia and potentially even nationwide.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.